Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So happy you're here. Today we're going to be talking about advocacy and student leadership. My name is Jade. I'm a sophomore at Michigan State studying business, she, her pronouns, and I'm here with...
Hi, my name is Maddie. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a current sophomore at U of M studying public health.
I'm Tayton. I use she, her pronouns. I am a freshman at the University of Michigan studying biochemistry in the pre-pharmacy field.
And I'm Olivia, I use she, they pronouns, and I'm a senior at Michigan State, and I'm studying social work.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be here today and get to touch on this really awesome topic. We wanted to start out and talk about the definition of advocacy and what that means to all of us. So we'll share our personal definitions, and yeah, anyone want to start?
Yeah, I can start with advocacy. I think advocacy has a lot of different components to it, but some of the most important ones would be education, understanding kind of what the community needs, which I think is important if you are in contact with the community, or making sure you are learning from the community themselves rather than making assumptions, and also spreading correct information and just action-oriented items.
Yeah, I would say to me, advocacy means being the person to stand up for others when they can't stand up for themselves, which I feel like just kind of represents a lot of change in today's climate and also just everyday life.
Yeah, I would agree with both of those. I would also add on, like, advocacy can be both small and big. It can span from even just like in your high school advocating for your peers, or even if you go off and join a career in advocacy work, which we can talk about later. But I also want to mention that like advocacy is also making sure that you're uplifting the voices of those who are not heard, mm-hmm. and being able to like give them a spotlight of like what they want to work towards rather than just saying what they want to say.
Yeah. To me, advocacy is a lot about making sure everyone's heard, and also using your power and position to uplift other people who may need it. That kind of leads me into our next topic about our role as student leaders. So at Michigan State, I'm involved in what's called the Broad Student Senate. It's a lot like student council, just on the college level. And I'm one of the DEI co-directors. So part of my main role is to be an advocate for other student leaders and for the community. One thing that we've really been working on this year that's important to us is making sure that we're representative of the whole college, always hearing people with different backgrounds and their perspectives, so that that way when we have those conversations at the faculty level, we have that in mind. We have those perspectives of what needs to be changed and what extra resources that people may need.
I was going to say, part of just being in the social work program, we talk a lot about advocacy. We talk about getting involved in the community. We work in the communities as well. And a lot of the things that we do makes sure that the people in the community are centered in every single step of what we're doing in our work with individuals. So making sure that they feel empowered and making sure they feel heard. I also, in our social work classroom, it's so important to actually be educated on certain things. So making sure that there's the groups that are, again, not in the room or usually aren't highlighted in media, that we are engaging with those communities or having books by them, making sure that we're learning history of all backgrounds, and making sure that people who are historically excluded, that we are learning from those communities.
Yeah, so also within public health, very similar, we do a lot of education surrounding different backgrounds, kind of health disparities that have persisted throughout history just because of structural issues. And one of the clubs I'm in, it's called Curious, if anyone ends up going to UMich. But it basically, we have a lot of education where we'll have members present on different backgrounds, different structural components that contribute to these health disparities. But we also go out into the community and are volunteering with people from these different backgrounds and hearing their perspectives and their stories, and having like serious conversations about like, what can we do in our positions now to best help this community? And also like fundraising and just getting the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. The next thing we want to talk about is advocacy in high school. We know a lot of you are in high school, so what can you do at this level? What can you do for your school, and how can you make an impact in that way?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I actually did an advocacy campaign. It was called Dressember. They still do it, but you wear a dress every single day of December to raise awareness for human trafficking victims. And you also get to educate yourself about what human trafficking is and what are the types of human trafficking. So that was something that was very little, but I did get to raise money. I had a fundraising page and everything, but it was something I was very passionate about at the time, and I was able to do that while I was in high school, and it wasn't that big of a commitment.
Yeah, in high school, I did a lot of like volunteering for, I would say, somewhat niche groups or like different groups in my school. So I remember there was one year where my advisor was like, hey, do you want to raise some money and jump into Lake Huron? And I was like, you know what? Sure. And I think the proceeds went to like some sort of, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember that I was just like, as long as you're down for like a good cause, you're making a difference.
Yeah. I think another big thing is like, really listening, like I know in our student council, like a really big important thing that we stress was listening to students who are outside of student council. Mm-hmm. I know talking with like friends in classes, there was a lot of issues around like mental health and like teachers addressing it. So some members of SUCO and I, we just like went and talked to our principals and like actually had a conversation about it, and it ended up with my principal and some of our advisors going to the student mental health summit, and they learned a lot, and we started a mental health committee, and now it's a part of all teacher training for the beginning of the year. So really just like having those conversations.
Yeah, echoing that, I think listening is such an important aspect of advocacy. It's great to go out and, you know, support a big cause, but really a lot of the beginning steps are hearing what the cause even is and what problems could be that maybe you're not even seeing yet. So I think going out of your way to make an effort and hear people, try to find different perspectives, like go in with an open mind, and that can really lead to some change.
And also you can talk about it like in classrooms. I have corrected a lot of teachers. I know at high school I was not as confident in what I was saying. So, but if you are an extrovert and you know that you love to speak in class, something that you can do is talk about, hey, like, I really want us to bring up this perspective. Sometimes in my classroom settings, I've noticed that there's been groups that we've just not talked about at all. So I will usually bring up, hey, like, I don't think we've actually talked about, like, homeless people and how this impacts, like, these individuals for this social issue. Like, how does healthcare play into this? Or maybe it was the disability community, or there's certain communities that sometimes you might not be talking about in class, but they usually connect. So bringing up other perspectives and other communities while you're in a classroom setting, as well as understanding, hey, like, as a professor, like, you misrepresented that, well, you all have teachers, but professors, teachers, whatever, whoever your person is, you might be able to say to them after class, hey, I think you misrepresented that community, and I just want to let you know, like, I'm part of that community, and I would like you to use X, Y, and Z, and, like, this is what my community wants. So you can advocate for your own community as well as other people in a classroom setting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also going a little bit off that, advocacy is not always easy. Sometimes it can be hard to go up to someone and say something like that, to stand up for yourself. And I think that's something to consider, that you know how hard it is maybe to stand up for yourself. So when thinking about how other people may be struggling that, and thinking about your role as a leader and standing up for other people, creating a more normalized space to do that so that other people feel comfortable, and maybe doing so for people when they don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, this could look like in friend groups as well. I've heard sometimes my friends say certain comments, or maybe they are using terms that are outdated. So I usually ask them, hey, like, you said that you have PTSD because a trash can rolled into you or something. That's not actually what the disorder is. Like, can I educate you a little bit about what PTSD actually is and like what that looks like? So you can do that as well in your friend groups and places you're more comfortable into.
Yeah, and one thing that's also great about advocacy is that we are able to do it as student leaders, but there's also opportunities to do this at a career level. There are so many different spaces where you can be an advocate. It's so applicable to so many different careers, but there are some focused on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think a big one that steps out for me is public health and healthcare. I mean, I'm going into that. But I think really, like, there's what you guys do research on, like, public health and just, like, how things are. There's a lot of groups that are really misrepresented when it comes to the conversation around how we're going about healthcare in this country and across the world. So I think public health and healthcare, when you're in those settings, you're really trying to be a voice for those communities, but also learning from them and listening, like both Jade and Liv mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Just really like learning from them and then being able to help work into like policy if you're on that side of public health, or even as like a healthcare professional, a nurse, a PA, a doctor, you're really advocating for your patients to give them the best care so that they can have a healthy life and be able to like fulfill those dreams that they have for themselves.
Yeah, in this class that I'm taking right now about pharmacy, we talk a lot about ethics and just not only the ethics of like the healthcare world, but also just like the ethics of life and how to just treat other people. Like, it's simple, but treat people with kindness. Like, it's really that's all it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Social work, we have lots of opportunities. If you're a social worker, you're an advocate as well. That's just part of your role as a social worker. What I think is social worker kind of gets a bad gig sometimes, but we do have lots of different opportunities, not only at like individual level. Maybe you want to be a therapist, maybe you want to be a community health worker, but we also have opportunities on the community and the policy levels. We have social workers that are in the government offices speaking to legislators about bills and executive orders and opportunities that we should be having at a macro level. So you can't, not only are you doing things individually, but you can do things in communities as well as policy with social work as well. I am a little bit biased because I love social work, but it is an opportunity if you love advocacy and you want to look into it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I, like I said before, I'm studying business and I am in a student organization and I'm in the DEI co-director. And so one thing I've learned a lot is that in business, this is always going to be an aspect in every business and every corporate company, huge companies, there's going to be a DEI role, all about inclusivity, including people and making sure that they feel seen, they feel welcomed, and celebrated. So it's really an aspect that is so huge in almost every environment, whether this could also be intertwined with HR and recruiting, but there's always going to be that DEI role. I have people who have gotten internships. I had a friend who got an internship at Madison Square Garden as a DEI representative. So there's always spots and positions for that. Yeah. And then last thing we want to touch on is kind of just to emphasize the fact that the small things that you do make such a difference. A lot of times advocacy can be kind of overwhelming with, I want to make this huge change and how am I supposed to make this big impact? Like, it's just me. But we wanted to emphasize that the small things you do, the words you say, the conversations you have can have the greatest impact as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think as a high school student, some things that you can do right now, I know a lot of high schoolers, we love social media, which I also love social media as well. One of the things I do on like my TikTok page or my Instagram is I interact with people that have different identities than I do, or they have different things going on in their lives, so I can learn directly from them. I really like listening to just individuals that have different experiences from me, just so I can learn exactly like what the community needs, and I'll share it on my Instagram story so other people can be educated. But that's just like one small thing, but it's something you can do today.
Yeah. I feel like another thing is like doing small things, but also making sure that you're taking time for yourself. I think a really big thing about like advocacy is like you're constantly trying to work to help with these situations, but you also need to make sure that like your mental battery is filled as well. So really leaning on other people, like advocacy work, it takes like a group of people. It can't just be, you can do actions, take steps yourself, but really leaning on a group to make the biggest impact is super helpful. And just making sure that like if you need a second, you can step back, think, okay, what's one thing I can do right now to make me feel more mentally powered up?
I feel like you always get very overwhelmed with the thought of advocacy and just like, I want to help as many people as I can, but just going to the root of the problem and just like even
affecting a few people can make all the difference.
Yeah, I love that. And I can definitely resonate with the idea that, like, a group in that community and advocacy can make such a difference. I'm vegetarian, and I originally went vegetarian for environmental reasons. I was really passionate about the environment, still am. I'm still vegetarian. But when I first went vegetarian, I was the only one of my friends, and I would talk about it a lot because it was something I was so passionate about, so excited about. And through having that conversation, now two of my friends are vegetarian, one of their sisters are vegetarian. So those little conversations make an impact. It quadrupled the impact that I was making, and also just gave me a community to do it with. We send each other recipes. When we go out to lunch, like, I'm not the only vegetarian, like, half of us are finding something different on the menu. So those conversations make an impact and can double, triple, quadruple the impact that you want to make.
And also, there are so many different organizations that are already existing that have education, have volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. I would highly, highly recommend looking up your nonprofits that are in the area so that you can support their mission, and they probably have a way for you to get involved. It's the easiest way to find a community around something you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And you also are able not to feel as alone in your advocacy work, because it can feel a little bit isolating. But when you're in those community spaces, people will let you take that time and that self-care, and they can also uplift you as well when you are maybe feeling a little burnt out. So definitely encouraging to find a community.
Absolutely. So yeah, I think that's all we have today. Shout out to all you guys for the little things you're doing, all the efforts you're making. Yes. It's making a difference. So yes. With that, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Bye.